Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, we're back. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
Reunited. Woo! Woohoo! How is everybody? It's so good to see your faces this morning. It's just, it's like, oh yeah, you got to get up. It's Monday morning. Get back to work.
Get up. Who went to sleep? Are you kidding? Did you sleep?
I did sleep. I am so jet lagged that I've been getting up at 4 a.m. anyway. This whole weekend, I've been up, you know, watch the sunrise the whole weekend.
So you were in Europe until what day?
Thursday. We left there Thursday at 4 and got back here Thursday at 7 because you lose 9 hours. Or you gain 9 hours coming back. So then we went to sleep. As soon as we got home and woke up, I woke up at like 3 a.m. on Friday morning just like, okay, I'm wide awake.
I'm up.
I'm up. And then we had some friends over to play cards.
At 3 in the morning?
No, on Friday night. And it's like 7:30. And I'm seriously like, you know how when you're really tired, like your eyes just start burning? And
yeah.
They've only been there for like an hour. I'm like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. But
I must go.
You got to go. You have to leave. So
when you... Before we left for vacation, you said, we're going to Germany.
We are. We went to Germany.
But then you were in Italy and other places, too.
Well,
I know it's all sort of mashed together there.
They're all very close. It wasn't far. So
but you got around.
Well, the thing was, Germany was not really on my radar. Like, I knew it was a country.
Uh-huh.
But I always pictured Germany. Like, you hear about Germany, I always thought of, like, gray days and Hitler and, you know, bad news.
Sure.
And, you know, tough people. And
they have a long history,
they do.
Though.
But I didn't really think to myself, you know, that it would be a beautiful place. I just didn't, it wasn't really, I picture like the Berlin Wall or, you know, just sort of general shabbiness.
Well, they've
I
got
don't know.
Some dark patches there.
They sure do. And although I've seen pictures of places there, I'm like, oh, that looks pretty. And John says this has always been on his list. And so he wanted to go and the kids wanted to go. So we get there and I've never seen anything like this place. Like it's, even as we're flying in, I'm expecting to see cities and population centers, and it's like looking down onto a storybook, like one beautiful green planted field surrounded by forest, and then another. It's like just a patchwork, a beautiful patchwork of rolling fields. I'm like,
well,
oh,
where does that lady sing the do re mi fa so chick?
Where's in the Austrian Alps?
Oh.
Which we did go to as well. So I did, of course, sing many songs, you know, climb any mountain or climb every mountain and, you know, the hills are alive. It was very the hills are alive there.
Right.
It was so beautiful. It was like being in a fairy tale, like being in a storybook. I was...
Still.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's not polluted.
No,
it's not
the
over...
most unspoiled place I've ever been to. So we start in Munich, which is a great city. People were actually super, not friendly, but helpful, not unfriendly either. Like, they're business. They get it done. And if you stop them to ask them something, they focus entirely on you. And almost everyone knows a little English, at least a little, and couldn't be more helpful. Like, and then...
Tell them about the Lion King.
Oh, my God. So, of course, you have to go to beer gardens because that's where you eat there. The food,
wait a minute,
my favorite part.
A beer garden, or is there one known as beer gardens?
Oh, no.
That's like...
Beer gardens. There are beer gardens everywhere.
Oh, okay, right. That's what I'm getting at.
Where it's, the people of Germany get their sustenance.
It's normal.
They're everywhere.
Okay.
And they're awesome. They're great. You really, you know, you can sit inside, you can sit outside. You know, basically, it's just...
German beer, I mean, we...
It's not great. I gotta say, the thing about the beer and the food, nah.
Well, the food is the
it's sausages
sausage,
and
right?
Wiener schnitzel.
Right,
and
yeah. Well, that's
not
the same thing, aren't they?
Not really, but there's, you know, a lot of gravy. A lot of, just, you know.
But what's the matter with the beer?
The beer is warm. They don't believe in ice there or air conditioning.
Oh, right.
They don't have any of that. And it's fine. It's, you know, it's beer. I'll drink it. It's totally fine. But then I started asking for, like, vodka sodas. Like, can I just please get a vodka? And they would bring you, like, some vodka in a glass and a bottle of sparkling mineral water. And there's no ice. And there's no, and you,
no lime.
You mix it, no lime, you mix it yourself. Like, I was like, oh, well, can I have some ice? They go, we don't have that. I'm like, oh, okay. You go into a supermarket. Hey, can I buy a bag of ice? Ice. We don't have ice. Why would we have ice?
Really?
We are Germans. That's not something that we have. They just don't put ice. And then you order a Coke somewhere. You go, hey, I'll have a Coke. They hand you a Coke. And it's a warm Coke. And there's no glass of ice that comes with it. Here's a Coke. There you go. And so I take the Coke bottle. I'm like, do you have any that have been refrigerated? Why? Like, no reason. Just nope. And then even the refrigerator.
You know, that's the thing they're pulling on you, though.
No, it's not.
No, listen. You don't think you think you're the first American in all of the history of visitors to be all, what's this warm crap about?
Yeah, they know. That's their thing. They're surprised you want ice. Like, why would you want ice? Well, ice takes energy to make. And,
sure.
Man, they are. That is one green ass hardcore. They don't just recycle. Like, you get yelled at if you put something in the wrong place. Like, there's never just a trash can. There are, or if there is a trash can, it says, you know, something like, don't worry, the government will sort this for you. Don't worry. Like, you know, hey, it's okay, people of Germany. We got this one trash can. It literally says the government will sort this. Don't. It's okay. It's okay to throw everything in here.
That's good to know, actually, that other places are taking.
Oh, man. It's incredible there.
Seriously.
It's the most unspoiled place I've ever been to.
Say the Lion King story.
Oh, yeah. So we're at this beer garden.
Hold on.
Okay.
So you did get together last night with Hooman, I'm guessing.
Yes, Hooman came over.
It seems like he's heard it all.
I mean, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So we go to a couple days in Munich, and then we go down to the Italian Alps, which is close by, and the most amazing drive you've ever taken in your life. And then we come back up, pass through Austria, and we go to a little
town. When you say amazing drive, you drove?
I didn't drive. But I looked out the window.
John drove?
Oh, my God. Yeah. John drove. John did all the driving.
Other side of the...
No. Right. It's the right side of the road. The Autobahn? No joke, man. You'll get killed on there. You'll get killed. Like, there's someone...
I want to go on that so bad.
No, you do.
Brand
there's
you
a
with
dot
me?
In your rear view mirror.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Is a dot in your rearview mirror.
Have you seen what my high score is?
Dude, I
wrote it on that board back there. It's pretty high.
It's pretty high. So, you know, maybe you would love it, but it's stressful, actually, because you're trying. Oh, by the way, exits are called Ausfahrts, which is...
What did you just say?
They're called Ausfahrts. They're actually called Ausfahrts, but... They're spelled kind of ass farts, so of course that was our joke. Hey,
right.
You gotta take this ass fart. That's our ass fart right there. So, you know, you're looking for your ass fart, and meanwhile, there's like, you know, people in front of you. So there's someone slow in front of you, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, we'll just pass this person on the highway. And there's a speck of a car 1,000 years behind you, and you pull over into the left lane, and all of a sudden the dude is on you at the back of you. You're like, oh my God, he's gonna mow us down. So we wind up in this little town called Mittenwald, which is, I'd never heard of it. I would go back there and live there if I could.
Mittenwald.
It's Mitten, W-A-L-D is how you spell the Mitten, Mittenwald. And so we are there. It's so beautiful. We go to this beer garden because it's the law. And we order our... And by the way, the kids got blitzed. It was just like...
They had beer?
Well, 16 is the drinking age. And, you know, two of those gigantic beers, and you're just... So we're waiting for our food.
So
for
you guys
a while.
Just watched them to see how they'd handle it, and they...
Well, I really did think that two beers wasn't going to be... You know, he was like... Because we're waiting on our food, and it was really, really busy. And it's Europe, which apparently... Do not be in a hurry when you are... going to get food. Like, you can't.
Oh,
no
I
one's,
know.
Yeah,
I've
you,
heard that.
You wouldn't be.
I'd be so bummed.
It took us 3.5 hours to get through a dinner in Italy.
Yuck.
And not because it just was not being brought.
You said yuck?
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah,
I
agree.
But you have to just wrap your head around it. Like, you just.
2 hours, I'm good. But 3.5.
It was a long
My missus
dinner.
Is well traveled, and she's told me that a ton of times.
Yeah.
Like, you go, and it's a whole night.
Yeah, there is no quick stop off for a meal. I mean, I guess you could get a hot dog somewhere or something.
Up the street.
Whatever. I don't know.
Say the Lion King story.
Okay, so.
Oh, my God.
We're in this beer garden, and we all sit down, and they come over with the beer, and we have, you know, we're all drinking the beer. And it's so funny that the kids can drink there.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, they, you know, we would be at lunch, and my kid would be like, yeah, I'll have a beer. I'm like, what? You're having a beer? And then, of course, 2 hours later, they're like tired and crabby. I'm like, see, that's what happens when you drink during the day.
Right.
So anyway, he has the one beer, and we're still waiting on our food. Like, no food has come, and you can see that it's very busy, and that every, you know, the waiters are in no hurry of any particular kind. And so he says, "Yeah, I'm gonna get another beer." Like, none of us have finished our beers, but he's gonna get another, you know. So he drinks his whole second. This is like on an empty stomach, two whole big beers.
Which, who's this?
Sean.
Oh, your youngest?
The 16-year-old, right.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So weird.
Did a terrible parenting moment. I'm like, all right, have another beer. Because I figured, I don't know, two beers, like, what can possibly happen? So he was just blitzed. But anyway, so we're sitting in this beer garden, and just outside from where we are, there's like a doo-doo-doo-doo-doo kind of band. They're all sitting around a table. They all have their beers, and it's like a tuba, a harp, a bunch of, just a ton of different sort of brass instruments, like a marching band that you might see marching down the street, except this one's sitting and drinking. And they're not playing at an absurd volume. They're just doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and everyone's enjoying that. And suddenly, this table of about 25 guys, all between, I would say, 25 and 35 years old, they start to sing. And they are, this is Human Story that he wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. They're clearly a men's, they're not part of the beer garden experience. They're just clearly a bunch of, like a men's chorus that went out for beers after rehearsal or something.
And holds groups of people hostage while they sing.
No, what? Are you crazy? It was the most beautiful thing I've ever
heard.
They
bring their instruments wherever they go.
There's no instruments. They all just sing. So they start singing.
Jump, please.
And first they're singing like some kind of German drinking song. And it's beautiful. Like, your heart stops as you're listening to it. It's so gorgeous. And they're all drunk, but they're having fun, and it's just, it's great. And everyone's like, oh my God, that was amazing! But they said it in German. And then they stop. So then they're all like, yay, hooray, let's have more beers. And then about 5 minutes later, they all of a sudden, one of them stands up and does the, and then the rest of the table, and then they did the whole Lion King. Like, it was so awesome. And my son, who was drunk, was like, this is the best night of my life.
Ah.
It was just great. And then everything there is just clean and fresh and, you know.
So your vacation was excellent.
It was excellent.
Good.
And I didn't really expect it to be. I didn't really know what to expect. And I was blown away at every turn.
They really don't let you be part of the research, huh?
I am not interested in that.
All right.
You know, they decided where we were going and I wrote the check.
Well, we were busy heading into it.
We sure were.
So
we were. All right. So blah, blah, blah. Let's take a quick break. We'll play a tune and then come back. And I want to hear about you guys' vacations. That's it.
He did that in German?
And then the whole... And they sounded like as good as this. Like, they were amazing. And the dude's standing up. Big drunk German dude.
Check, please.
No way. Oh, it was so good. KLLC Campbell's HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're back, and we'll be right back after this song from Miley Cyrus, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.